Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio, and I wish everyone out there a happy and amazing holiday season, no matter what it is you follow, no matter what it is you believe, no matter what it is you practice. My blessings to each and every one of you. So for those of you who are in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including the wonderful citizens of the beautiful Bay Area, which actually I'm up in the mountains today calling in, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. And producer Kina will be opening up the chat room, and you can log in there, say hi. She loves it when people say hi. And I will be logging into the chat room after the show if anybody has any questions. So this is, once again, the final show of the year. And it's always tremendously cool when, you know, we realize that we've made it all the way through another 12 months. And, you know, it really is about looking back and looking forward at the same time. You shouldn't get caught staring at either one. But looking back over the year, not from a perspective of what you didn't get done, what New Year's resolutions didn't work out, any of that stuff, none of that is important anymore. What this is an opportunity, because if you haven't done it by now, you're probably not going to do it by the 31st. So, looking back at the cool stuff that happened, looking back at the growth, looking back at those things that even though they were hard, and I know, speaking for me, there's been some very hard pieces to this year, and it is important to realize that there was a gift in the hard stuff too. There's been a lot of loss. There's been a lot of gain. And people have come into and wandered out of our lives. We've lost old friends and made new friends. We may have had a career change. We may have had a home change. Our whole world may have shifted, or maybe it was just kind of another year of plodding through until the end. It really doesn't matter. When you glance back, appreciate the events and the people that really kind of stood out. Those times when we were at our lowest, someone gave us an act of kindness. Or those times that we had an opportunity to, you know, be that hand reaching out to somebody who was in a low moment themselves. 2013 had a lot of shifting, had a lot of change. The economy is still doing kind of its roller coaster ride, which I don't think any of us really know for certain how that one's going to end up. And we said goodbye to some fairly significant characters and people who, you know, were a part of our lives in, you know, all the different areas. You know, we think of Nelson Mandela, and there were also actors and actresses and politicians and artists and, you know, a lot of folks who transitioned out of this life and started their new way of being, whatever that is. So as we look back, do it gently, with very gentle eyes. It's not about judging. It's not about comparing. It's not about who had the worst year and who had the best year. It's about being grateful that we made it to the end of another year. And when we shift our perspective and look forward to what's coming up in 2014, I'm pretty certain that the economy is still going to continue to do what it's going to do, and that people are going to continue to do what their tendency is to do. New Year's resolutions are awesome. They're a lot of fun. And we can't put too much emphasis on it, because when we get so wrapped up in what we want to have done before the end of the year, it kind of takes away some of the enjoyment of the year itself. I mean, think about what you would like to have accomplished just in this moment. Don't worry whether or not it's practical. Don't worry whether or not it's even reasonable. But by this time next year, think of one thing that you would like to have in place. Think of one thing that, wow, if I had a magic wand and I could actually make something happen, a trip to a place that you've always wanted to go, creating something that you always wanted to create, writing that novel that you always said you were going to write, jumping out of an airplane, taking more risks, maybe trying something that you've never tried, or finally speaking your heart to that person that you've kind of held back from because you were worried about whether or not you'd be accepted. All of these things are possibilities. You can create whatever it is that you want your possibility to be. Turn it into a probability. Give yourself the ability to dream what it could be. And then take a look and see, okay, out of all of those wonderful dreams, what is it that I would like to put into place? What is something that I'm going to give myself an entire year to be able to put into motion? I'm not going to worry about having it done by summer or by, you know, by my birthday, whenever that is. Allow yourself a full year to experience. And at least one of the things that you set into motion should be something you enjoy. I was speaking to somebody who wants to be able to take an amazing trip to Brazil. And she was very concerned. It's like, well, yeah, I would love to do that, but I can't do it because of this, 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 and this. It's like, okay, so you can't do it today. But in a year, what could you set into motion that could give you what it is that you want? Looking forward is just that, looking. We're not taking any action yet. You know, walking up to the edge of the Grand Canyon and just taking in the hugeness of it. The enormity of it. The future deserves that. Sometimes we get so wrapped up into diving in that we just forget to just stand there and look at the hugeness of the possibility of it. Yes, things can go tremendously wrong. And they can also go tremendously right. When I look back over my last year, this time last year, I told myself, okay, by this time next year, I don't want to have to be worried about what's happening with my home. I don't want to have to be worried about this some money that I was due getting to me. I want to have the home I was meant to have, and I want to move forward in my own personal development and be comfortable with that. Well, basically, I got everything that I wanted. As I look out from my little house in the mountains. It's a little more of a cabin. And I look out into it, you know, into the woods that surround me. And I look down at the river that runs down behind me, which were all things that I wanted in my life. And yeah, there was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears involved in that. I had to let go of a lot. And the biggest thing was I had to let go of what was. When it became eminently clear that there was no way that I was going to be able to save my home from due to circumstances that are very involved in predatory lending and a lawyer that was totally and completely crooked. And anyway, with all of that, I was put in the position of having to let go of the home that my parents bought back in 1969. I had to let go also of the idea that somehow I had failed them. I had to let go of the shame and blame and guilt that I carried for not making better decisions previous to that. I couldn't control the result of those old decisions any more than I could anticipate what it was that would fall into place because of it. Ultimately, because of all of that and my choice to let go in a good way, all of those things that didn't quite work out as I had planned or as I had hoped. And it turned out that that set into motion a series of events that allowed me to be where I am and to be able to be at peace and to have my own little space and to be surrounded by nature, which is what I always wanted. So now I have the chance to look forward, and I realize the enormity of it. And I really hope that each and every one of you can take that moment to stand at the edge of the hugeness that is the world to come. Who knows what this year really is going to bring? A lot of stuff, and, you know, we can plan for it, we can work for it, and eventually everything we plan and everything we work for could still completely create an entirely different direction that everything goes. And we need to be okay with that because it's going to happen anyway. Some things will go according to plan and some things will definitely not. Some things will seem big, huge, total mess-ups. And yet they may lead to something that is tremendously cool, that brings you everything you could possibly want. Hindsight is 20/20, and it's very easy to judge based on what we have, whether or not the past went the way it should have gone. And there is no way that I would have believed that I could have been this happy and this content with something that was based on actions that I felt very badly about. I did not believe in the potential of that happiness until I was forced to actually experience it. Looking forward, appreciating the potential of what is there, and knowing that even your wildest dreams may be small compared to what the potential is, compared to what's out there. Yeah, a lot of folks are in a really hard way. And why companies choose this time of the year to do so many layoffs, honestly, I do not get. So there's a lot of people who are unemployed, underemployed, or maybe in situations where, you know, they're constantly worried about, you know, maybe losing their job. Maybe there are those who, like me, were forced into a situation or found themselves in a situation where they could not keep the home that they were, you know, figuring that they were going to keep. And they ended up having to deal with not just the, you know, the whole moving, but all of the hard feelings that go with that. And I know there's a lot of folks who are saying, you know what, you don't know what I'm carrying. You don't know what I'm dealing with. And that's true. I don't. And even the people who are there with you, watching you go through it, they can't fully understand what it is that you're feeling and what it is you're experiencing, because each and every one of us have experiences that are unique to us. And even with all of that, please consider the possibility that it can get better. You don't have to totally believe in it. Just believe in the possibility of it. Believe that maybe you could make a decision that will allow you to set into motion something that's going to be amazing. And a part of that is that idea of looking back to look forward. Whatever it is that was incomplete, let it go and let it be incomplete. A lot of times there's the idea of closure and that it's very important and that certain things need to be in place in order to have closure. Maybe a discussion with someone where you speak your truth about how you feel about their actions and how those actions affected you. Maybe it is completing a project, or maybe it's being able to let go of something, yet there's always those conditions. Well, when this, and this happen, I can let go of that. Or when this, and this happen, I can release my attachment to it. Consider the possibility that sometimes closure is simply saying, I'm done. I am complete with this process. I have found the gifts that were in it. And whether or not anybody else is involved in that sense of completion, sometimes people are just going to be who they are no matter what you put out there, no matter what you say. The idea that you can find completion and closure by having someone admit or acknowledge something to you. Maybe have them admit they're wrong, or at least you get to tell them how wrong they are. The idea that someone is going to acknowledge their choices, their behavior, their actions, and say, you know what? I'm sorry I hurt you. That is a wonderful piece of closure, and it's not always possible. Sometimes people are going to just hold on to whatever it is that they feel was a right action. And keep in mind that we all make the best possible decision that we know to make based on our information in any given moment. I really don't know anybody who made a choice of an action with the theory that it was going to epically mess up. We all make the choice in the moment that we figure is the best possible option. And sometimes, even if we find out we're wrong, it can be really hard to let go of that choice. So the idea that your closure would depend upon somebody else, my friends, that is a way, and it's not the only way. Sometimes you can acknowledge to yourself, I give this person the right to be whoever they need to be. And even though it's been hurtful to me, and even though it would help me to find balance with this situation, to hear them acknowledge that and to say that, and that we can repair and rebuild this relationship with a simple, I'm sorry. That would be really cool. And you can also say, I release them. It doesn't mean that you never have to have anything to do with them. What it means is you release that particular story that is attached to this person, that you're not going to get the grand gesture. Because once you give up your attachment to the grand gesture, the request for forgiveness, the acknowledgement, you grant them their humanity. We each have that place within us and those relationships in our lives where it would really feel good for somebody to say, you know what, I want to apologize because that wasn't your fault and I took it out on you and I was wrong. We already know that. We know that they took it out on us. We know that they were wrong. And them saying it is not going to make it more, it merely levels it off a bit. And when you can acknowledge, you know what? They made the best choice that they could, and it hurt me. And I am willing to let that story go. Some would define that as forgiveness, which, yes, it can be. But because you forgive does not mean that whatever action was taken was okay. It means that you are allowing them their humanity. That at some point, we all do hurtful things. We all do inconsiderate things. And whether we give the apology or whether we're on the receiving end of it, that is a piece that is, it's an addition to closure, but it's not required. This is a wonderful time of the year to be able to release that, to be able to go, you know what? I am never going to get the acknowledgement that I want, and that's okay, because I know what my value is. I know what I deserve. I know that just like me, they did the best they knew to do in that moment. And I know it wasn't my fault. Part of having somebody apologize to us is that acknowledgement that we were not at fault, that it wasn't about us, it was about them. We can give ourselves that gift. Sometimes we can go to a trusted friend who will say, you know, who knows the situation, and they'll say, you know what, that had nothing to do with you. It was not your story. It was not your issue, and they were wrong to react in the way that they did. Look back and find those opportunities to let go. Look back at the stories that are attached to people and release them. That person may never acknowledge it, but it doesn't require them. They have their own work to do. They have their own way of being to deal with. And ultimately, it's their own reflection in the mirror that they have to face. Being able to truly release allows us to release those things in ourselves that maybe were not our best and shining moments. We forgive ourselves. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for those times that I wasn't at my best. I'm sorry for those times that I came down on myself when I didn't deserve it. Let yourself know. It's like, you know, they say you should look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, I love you. And mean it. Accept it. There's nothing that is so special as being loved when we don't feel particularly lovable. We can express that to others, and we can express that to ourselves. And as we look back with gentle eyes and let go of the stories, then we can shift our perspective and look forward. And like standing at the edge of the Grand Canyon or any other huge, amazing, almost beyond human conception sight, take the enormity of the potential that lies ahead of us. Look back, look forward, and then just be, because it's a new year coming with all its possibilities. Well, everyone, thank you for joining me for this, the last show of the year. We will be back next week, same day, same time, Thursday, 2 p.m., well, here in California, wherever you are. And I wish each and every one of you blessings, love, light, the shadow that teaches, wonderful lessons, and a year of just infinite possibility. And have some fun. Work an absolutely fun New Year's resolution. I resolve that I am going to ride a roller coaster because I've always wanted to. I resolve that I'm going to take those guitar lessons and I'm going to enjoy it. I resolve that I am going to watch one movie that really makes me laugh every single week. And I resolve that I'm going to cherish myself and treat myself and enjoy life. Have fun. 2014 is going to be amazing. Tomorrow is going to be amazing. And every day is amazing. If you'd like to learn more about me or find out about the different types of works I do, you can reach me at healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. You can also visit my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And if you're listening in archives and you have any questions for me, please feel free to get in touch with me. If you would like to have me come to where you are and speak, I would be happy to do that. This coming year is going to be very exciting. I will be visiting Ghana. I've been invited to Ghana in February. And I'm also going to probably be in England in July. So please feel free to get a hold of me if you have any questions or if you would like to do one-on-one counseling work. So in the meantime, I'll be checking into the chat room after the show, and I hope everyone has a wonderful, amazing, and awesome week. And as the old joke goes, we'll see you next year. That is just, I always find that funny when people go, oh, well, I'll see you next year, and then the next week you see them. See, it's next year. But enjoy. Be blessed. Be balanced. And take care.